up to the tithe and stop. We start at the tithe and go beyond that as the Lord enables us to go beyond that. I think we all should make it our ambition to see how much we can give and how little we can live on. And know full well that we do it in an environment that's far, far foreign to that. You know, the society in which we live in is just totally different from that. But we are counter-cultural people. And in this materialistic, possessions-oriented, make all you can, hang on to it for as long as you can world in which we live ourselves, it's easy to succumb to the temptation to be greedy. To think, I've got to have more and more and more to be financially secure. And all of that can collapse in a matter of hours or days if the market collapses. But I tell you, there's no panic in heaven. God's not up in heaven wringing his hands thinking, I wonder what's going to happen to the Dow Jones Industrial Average next week. Yeah, he knows. I'll tell you something else, he's running the show. He's in charge. It's not just some theological term when we say God is sovereign. He is in control. And I can tell you he'll take care of his own. In the meantime, we need to guard against God's perspective on it. Give thanks for what we have. Have a systematic plan to see how much we can give away. Invest in the kingdom. And the end result is we get a great reward in heaven. Seven deadly sins. No, there's more than seven. But that's all we're going to talk about. Next Sunday night, we're going to have the Lord's Supper. But I want to tell you, whatever your area of vulnerability is, you can be free. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Now let's stand together. We're going to sing now our song of decision and commitment. Our pastors will be here to help you and pray with you. If you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can do that tonight. Say, Pastor, what do I have to understand in order to be saved? You have to understand at least this, that you are a sinner unable to save yourself, and that Jesus died on the cross and came alive in order to save you from your sins. You'll embrace that, repent of your sins, and embrace Jesus as your Lord and Savior.